Jesus is wonderful, Counselor.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. To the redeemed.
It's coming by glorious day, by the same day, in it forever. One day is coming by glorious day, living.
Hallelujah,
Hosanna,
Just give it to Jesus. Say something nice to Jesus. Say something nice. Say something wonderful to him. Lord, I lift your name on
high.
Lord, I lift your name on
high. Lord, I
lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises.
Oh, I love to sing your praises.
I'm so glad you reign in my life.
I'm so glad you reign in my life.
I'm so glad you came to save me. Oh, you came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross.
My death to
pay. My death to pay.
From the cross.
From the grave.
From the grave.
To the sky,
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on
high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
I'm so grateful for the blood that you shed.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name.
Hallelujah. Let's give God a round of applause. Hallelujah. 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 Brethren, today is Easter Sunday, and there is no greater breakthrough than the breakthrough of him rising from death. Hallelujah. And everything dead in every life today, as the Almighty God arose from death for thee, everything dead in your destiny, in your life, in your business, in the life of your children, today shall arise in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm aware today is also our breakthrough service day. Let's jam our hands together as we invite our pastor, Pastor Fagbonwe, a member also of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. God bless you.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
This morning, I told them in my church, I said, I remember back in my hometown when I was young, that this that we normally do, 3 days to Good Friday.
We look
for a trouser. We look for a church. We rock down to a sawmill. We gather sawdust together. We sew the cloth together. We put the sawdust in the cloth. We look for a seat. Along the main road. We put the seat there. We put that image on top of the seat. There's an inscription. Judas. The betrayer.
And of Jesus Christ.
On Saturday morning.
Ni ojo Saturday.
We tie a rope. Around his neck. And begin to drag him. Judas. You are a thief. You betray Jesus. You are a friend of sinner. And some young men with cane in their hands. Judas today with cane. Judas today with cane. As young as I was then. We drive on from it. Not knowing how important it was for Jesus to die for us. He's alive. Hello? I don't know how many of you have been through it before. That is, on Sunday morning like this, today. 12 o'clock in the morning to 2 a.m. in the morning. We carry our drum.
It's alive.
We carry our drum. It's alive. We visit some rich people. Jesus is alive. They'll give us money. We run to another person again. Though we are not born again. We are just doing it because of the form. Not knowing. There is a reason why he died. That's why Jesus was born to die. The reason why he came to the world was to die. He died. On the third day, he's alive again. They are trying to stop him. They block the grave. They said, this man, he was a deceiver. When he was on earth, Mr. he said, he will destroy this temple. On the third day, he will build it again. Sir, we want you to help us. Let's see the grave so that the disciple will not come in the night and steal him away. Sir, they asked some men to stand. Some centurions, some soldiers, they stood and they were guiding the disciple of Jesus Christ. Sir, he got to a point when Jesus was to run back to life. When Jesus was to
back.
Paul said, if the Spirit, that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, the same spirit, we give life to your body. Sir, and the soldiers, the Bible said, when Christ was coming alive, they were like dead men. They thought they were alive. Not that they died. They saw him, but they couldn't stop it. They were like dead men. It was awesome. It was powerful. The Lord is coming alive. The Lord is coming alive. He's unstoppable. I'm saying to stop on this morning. In the name that is above every other name. It does not matter what you are going through. It does not matter what you are facing. But this money, because it's alive, because it's unstoppable. Your breakthrough is unstoppable. Your breakthrough is unstoppable. Your breakthrough is unstoppable.
Hallelujah. And do you know the funniest part of it, sir? The Bible says, when they wanted to arrest him, in John chapter 18, they got to where he was. They said, we are looking for Jesus. He said, I am the one. The Bible says, after we are trying to grab him, but they all fell back. They couldn't arrest him. Wow! Who can arrest the King of Kings? Who can arrest the Lord of Lords? Who can arrest the Lord of glory? The I am that I am. The ancient of days. The lion tribe of Judah. The root of Jesse. The son of David. Let somebody shout. Look at your neighbor. Give your neighbor a high five. Say, neighbor. He's alive. That is why I'm celebrating you today. Say, that is why I'm celebrating you. Because he's alive today. Hallelujah. Listen. This Jesus. That same Jesus. The man of war. Is the one ready today. This Jesus, that's it, Jesus, the man of war, is the one ready today. Listen, this Jesus, that's it, Jesus, the man of war, is the one. Sing it aloud. This Jesus, that's it, Jesus, the man of war. He's the one ready. Listen, he's ready here. Yeah. He's ready there. He's ready everywhere. That same Jesus, the man of war. He's the one ready. That Jesus. That same Jesus. The man of war. Rub your hands on him. Listen. I wake up early this morning. Not knowing what to say. I think about good things. He has done for me. I talk about my lovely children. I talk about my pretty wife. Oh Lord, I want to say, Papa, thank you, Jesus. I'm saying, oh Lord, I'm saying, oh Lord, I'm saying, hey, thank you, Jesus. Oh Lord, I'm saying, oh Lord, I'm saying, hey, oh my Jesus. Now listen. When we get to heaven, I know I will see Jesus. Hey, Paul, like Silas and Abraham, the old day we be there. Hey, many things I want to say. But first of all, I will go to it and say, thank you, Jesus, I'm saying. Oh Lord, I'm saying. Hey, Lord, I'm saying. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Oh Lord, I'm saying. Oh Lord, I'm saying. My Jesus, my soul, God magnify the Lord. And my spirit replaces me. For God do not hold me captive, even in that way. Jesus is Lord. For them do not only count you, even in that day, Jesus is Lord. Now listen, alive, my Savior is alive forevermore. That scripture said it all. Alive in me, I have eternal life.
Tis my sin. Now everybody lift up your hand and sing. Sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah. Oh my sin. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah.
Oh,
my Savior. Ita dobi oku sita olubala chaku oni.
They
went to where Jesus was.
Won lo si ibi ti ata Jesu si.
On their way.
Ni ona won.
In Mark chapter 16.
Ninu iwe Mark ori kerin.
They said, oh, we roll away the stone.
Won ri pe won ti ye okuta
yi. Before they got there.
Ki won to debe.
The stone had been rolled away.
Won ti ji okuta kuro.
But when they got there.
Nigba ti won de ibe.
They met an empty tomb.
Won ri pe ipoku isofo.
But they said.
Won ni.
We remember.
Aranti.
Joseph Arimathea.
Joseph Arimathea
was the one
on
that lay him right here.
Ohun gan lo gbe si ibi yi.
Where is this man?
Ibi bo lokunrin yi wa.
They look at the cloth.
Won fere si won ri aso.
That they used to wrap him.
Ti won fi de.
But Jesus was not there.
Jesus o si nibe.
And they saw an angel of the Lord.
Won ri angel Oluwa.
And he said unto them.
O so fun won.
Mary.
Maria.
Why are you looking for the living?
Ki lo de ti e nwa.
In the midst of the dead.
He
is not dead. He's alive. Now listen, sir. This is where I'm going. And Mary was weeping.
Maria bere si sokun.
My Lord.
Olorun mi.
Who has taken him away?
Talomu lo, talope.
My Lord.
Talope lo.
And Jesus said.
Jesus wi pe.
Mary.
Maria.
My Lord.
Olorun mi.
You are alive.
O wa laye.
I'm alive.
Mo wa laye.
Go and tell my brethren.
Lo so fun awon ara mi.
No.
Rara.
They are your disciples.
Awon
no.
Ire, rara.
They are no longer my disciples. When I was alive, to the point of death, they were my disciples. But when I resurrected back to life, they are no longer my disciples. They are now my brothers. They are now my brothers. We are joined here with Christ. Everything that belongs to Christ belongs to us. Hello, sir. Everything that belongs to Christ belongs to us. We are no longer his disciples. Now, we are his brother. Born of the same father. Born here with him. Everything that belongs to him belongs to us. I'm sorry, I'm ministering already. In John chapter 19,
we read
from verse 31.
So,
two thieves was crucified with him.
Two
thieves
were
crucified with him.
Lea command.
One by the right and one by the left.
Oni apa oso ikan lapa oso.
But when the soldiers got there.
Nigba ti awon ologun debe.
They discover.
Won ri wipe.
That the first one.
Akoko.
Is not dead.
To si nbe.
The second one.
Elekeji.
Is not dead.
To si nbe.
But the man in the middle.
Won ani te wa ni ari. O so wipe.
In verse 30.
Ni ori
ogun. About John chapter 19.
Ni bi ti
that it is finished.
Won yo pari.
And when they got there,
nigba ti won debe,
they brought a club.
Won ri aso.
They brought a club.
Won mu igi.
They broke the first leg.
Won ge won
du mo ese. The second man leg.
Won ge ese ke.
So that they will die.
So come by
no. When they come to Jesus.
Nigba ti won debe odo
Jesus. They discover.
Won ri wipe.
He's dead already.
Won ti ku.
They couldn't break his leg.
Won ko le fo ese re.
They pierce him by the side.
Won si fi oko
ku. That he might be fulfilled.
Ko ki o ba le wa si muse.
What the scripture say?
O si ni
bibe. Of his
bone
was broken. Hello, sir. Am I talking to somebody? Your leg is not permitted to be amputated. You carry the leg of Jesus Christ. You carry the leg of Jesus Christ. Hello, sir. Do you get it, man?
Ben.
It's no longer your life.
Ki se tiremo.
It is the life of Christ.
O si ti di ti
ge. John said.
John wipe.
That is born of God.
Wipe ani ti abi ni
Olorun. In 1 John chapter 3 verse 9. 1 John.
Ninu iwe John kini.
Chapter 3.
Ori keta.
Verse 9.
Ese keson.
He that is born of God.
Ani ti abi ni
Olorun. Does not commit sin.
Jo ni da ise.
Why?
Ni kini.
Because the seed.
Nitori pe
the DNA of God.
O ti di
Olorun. What made God to be God?
It's
inside of him. Listen, sir. You carry the nature of God. That impart you.
Of
Jesus coming alive. You are unstoppable. 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 Daddy.
Baba.
He was stagnated on the spot.
Ni oju kan ni a ti da duro.
Hello sir. He was stagnated where on the spot.
Ni o
just on the spot.
Ni oju kan.
So that we might move forward.
Ki awa ki o ba le tesiwaju.
I decree.
Mo pa lase.
If your amen can be louder than that.
Ki ami re ba le lagbara.
Every power that be working against your breakthrough.
Agbara gbogbo agbara to nse lodi si iserere re.
By the power that brought Jesus back to life.
Pelu agbara ti o mu Jesus wa saye.
I terminate them in the name of Jesus.
Ope gbogbo eje ni orugbo Jesus.
Please sit down.
Eje ki a joko.
It's not good for me to keep be keeping our father standing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Daddy, I'm so sorry, sir. I want to say thank you for inviting me. I love you so much. God bless you. And the Almighty God will bless you more and more in Jesus' name. And to all my mommies and my daddies on the altars, you're handsome and you're beautiful. I celebrate God's love in your life. God bless you in Jesus' name. And to the best department in the ministry. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you see us, we are the product of that department. And we are always a product of that department. So choir, you sound so good. I love you so much. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And to every one of you that are in the house this morning. I saw some LGS. Some LGS. And I discovered some ice creams. Some skyscrapers. What other name do you
like?
What other name? You're all wonderful.
This
I do say. If there's nobody to celebrate you,
you celebrate
yourself.
Give
yourself. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Adeboye said, when there was nobody to celebrate him then,
nigba ti ko si eni ti o ma yo fun won,
he was stood before a mirror.
Won la wa duro si waju.
He celebrated himself.
Ki won bere si yo.
Say, Gary. By this time tomorrow, natures will gather around you. Today,
Jare
will call one person.
Once he pray,
millions of people will gather. I decree in the name of Jesus. The same power that is working for Pastor E. Adeboye. The same power that is working for wonders in his life. The same power will work for you. Briefly, I want to speak on the important
Pataki.
Or the significant of his death and resurrection.
Pataki, iki kure, ati ajinde re.
Why is death so important to us?
Kini idi ti iku re fi se koko?
Why is death so important to pave a way for your breakthrough in life?
Kini idi ti iku re fi se pataki fun lati le lana fun ninu aye?
What is that reason that Jesus made to die?
Kini idi ti Jesus fi ni lati ku?
That you might be alive.
Ki iwo ke ba le wa laye.
Number one reason.
Akoko.
Christ died.
Yes,
that he might terminate sin in your life. Romans chapter
3:23.
The Bible says, for all have sinned. And we have come short of the glory of God. And in Romans chapter 6:23. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is dead. For every man born in the order of Adam is permitted to die physically and spiritually.
Why?
Because of sin. So we carry the Adamic natures of Adam. The nature of Adam is in us. And the sin is born in our body. And that is why what he said in Psalm 51. He said, in sin my mother conceived me. I grew up in sin. I'm a sinner. But Christ came into the saints. And he said, in the flesh of sin, that he might terminate sin. According to Hebrews chapter 2.
Verse 18.
So Christ came into the sin. And the first thing he terminated was sin. So now, because of what he did, we are made righteous. No man was a righteous man before. Every man, righteousness. Every man, righteousness. Was like a future. But Christ came. He took away our sin. He came unto us the gift of righteousness. Now we are righteous. Once a sinner. Once a sinner. But now we are righteous. What does that mean? 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 21. The Bible says he knew no sin. He was meant to be sin. That through that sin. Not that I saw the eleche. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He became sin.
Odieche.
To the extent.
Titi.
That the friendship between him and the Father was broken as a result of that sin. And the Father turned his back at him. And Jesus said, my Father, my Father, why have you forsaken me? And the Father said, do you remember when you are here with me, that when you are coming back again, that I said, my eyes cannot behold iniquity. You are now a sin. I can look at you until the sin is taken away before I can look at you. He became sin. He stood in our place. We took his place. He is no longer a sinner. But he was made a sin. He was made a sin. That we might become righteous. We have access to the Father. Now we can say to the Father, I'm your son.
Omoniwa.
I can just tap him. I can tap him. And say, Dad, how
are
you doing? Dad, you look so great this morning. Dad, but the Father is not seeing me. But the Father is seeing Jesus that is in me. In time I appear before the Father, I appear in the order of Jesus. Romans chapter 13 verse 14.
Nínú ìwé Rọ́ọ̀mù
orílẹ̀-èdè ńlá. Put on Jesus Christ.
Jésù ní gbogbo gbogbo Jésù
rẹ̀. Put on Jesus Christ.
Gbogbo Jésù rẹ̀.
That you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Kí o má bàa ṣe àwọn iṣẹ́ ara.
Let me tell you this.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n sọ eléyìí.
If you are still sinning.
Tí ẹ bá ṣì ń dẹ́ṣẹ̀.
You are not righteous.
Ẹ kò jẹ́ olódodo.
And you are not born again.
A kò tí ì di àtúbí.
If you are born again.
Tí a bá bí ọ bí ọba.
If you are born again.
Tí a bá bí ọ bí ọba.
Something dies in you.
Nǹkan wà nínú rẹ.
Something die in you.
Kọ̀kọ́ ti kú nínú.
And something comes alive.
Nǹkọ̀kọ́ sì tún jáde.
The original nature of God that is in you.
Bọ́ọ̀lù ìta Ọlọ́run tó wà nínú rẹ.
That cannot sin.
Tí kò lè dẹ́ṣẹ̀.
That cannot commit fornication.
Tí kò lè ṣe àjọyọ̀.
That cannot commit adultery.
Tí kò lè ṣe
àjọyọ̀. That cannot defraud.
Tí kò lè jáde.
That cannot stand on the way of another person.
Tí kò lè dúró
sẹ́mi lò
dímọ̀.
Something new. Something new.
Nǹkan tuntun.
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7.
Nínú ìwé Kọ̀rìntì.
He said once you are in Christ Jesus.
Nígbà tó bá
wà ní ìwé. You are now a new creation.
Ó tuntun ẹ̀dá.
All things are passing away.
Ó tuntun ti
kọ́ ọ́n. Everything becomes new.
Ó tuntun ti di tuntun.
Now let me ask a question here. Daddy.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a béèrè ìbéèrè kan.
Can you put a new wine into an old bottle?
Ǹjẹ́ ṣe ẹ lè fi ọtí tuntun sínú kòròfo.
I don't know how many of us have done this study before. When we are young.
Nígbà tí ó
ṣe ọ̀dọ̀. I don't know of this Coca-Cola now, but the Coca-Cola of them.
Coca-Cola ti ìgbà kan rí.
Just bring out a tom-tom.
Kọ́ mú tom-tom.
And put it inside the Coca-Cola.
Kí wọ́n fi sínú Coca-Cola.
And cork it.
Kí wọ́n sì de.
What will happen?
Kí ló máa ṣẹlẹ̀?
Has anybody experienced it before? Not foam. It will explode.
Ó máa fọ́ ìgò náà.
That is how it is.
Bí ó ṣe rí ni eléyìí.
When you put righteousness.
Tí ẹ bá fi òdodo.
Into a garment.
Àwọn agbá
wú. That is called unrighteousness.
Sínú ibi
kí. It will explode.
Á fọ́.
And that is what Brother Paul said.
Ìdí eléyìí ni Bọ́lá
Ìṣẹ́wípé. When he was talking about Holy Communion.
Nígbà tí àwọn
ènìyàn bá fọ̀ sí
náà. Fún ìdí eléyìí.
Some of you were weak. Why? Because you are taking the body of Jesus unworthily.
Nítorí pé ẹ
jẹ́.
No.
What he did was something great. Why? Hello, sir. Mommy, do you get what I'm saying, ma?
Sure, see, I'm sorry.
You are no longer a sinner.
Ẹ kì í ṣe ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀.
You have been made righteous.
A ti sọ ọ́ di òdodo.
And that is why he said, if you are born of God,
tí o bá bí ọ nínú Ọlọ́run,
you can commit sin.
O kò lè máa jẹ́ ẹ̀.
Your language will change.
Èdè rẹ ò yí padà.
The way you play will change.
Bí o ṣe ń gbàdúrà
yóò yí padà. The way
you talk will change. Bí o ṣe ń sọ̀rọ̀ yóò yí padà.
The way
you eat will change.
You are no longer at this side.
O kò sí nínú ilé.
But you are this side.
O ti wà ní apá ọ̀tún.
Is anybody here today?
Ṣé a rí ẹnìkan níbí lónìí?
That you believe you are now a righteous man.
Bí o gbàgbọ́ pé o kì í ṣe olódodo.
That you are now a righteous man.
Bí o gbàgbọ́ pé olódodo ni ọ́.
Look at your neighbor.
Wo ẹni tó wà lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ rẹ.
I'm righteous.
Mo ti di olódodo.
I don't know about you.
Mi mọ̀ nípa tirẹ.
Christ has made me righteous.
Jésù Kristì ti sọ mí di olódodo.
I can go into the presence of the Father.
Mo lè lọ
síwájú bàbá. With boldness.
Pẹ̀lú ìgboyà.
The Bible says we enter boldly.
Bíbélì wípé a lọ pẹ̀lú ìgboyà.
To the throne of God.
Nínú iwájú ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
To find grace and to obtain mercy.
Láti wá orí ọ̀fẹ́.
In the times of need.
Ní ìgbà tí a bá wà ní inú ìṣòro.
Sir, each time you are going before your father.
Ìgbà tí ẹ bá ń lọ sọ́dọ̀ bàbá
yín. All you are saying is God sin. I'm a sinner.
Gbogbo ìgbà lẹ́ ń sọ pé
ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ yín. You are not born again.
Ẹ wo ara yín, ẹ kò tí ì di àtúntí.
Something is still wrong in you.
Nǹkankan ṣẹlẹ̀ nínú rẹ.
Jesus has made you righteous.
Jésù Kristì ti sọ
ọ́. You live in that conscious of righteousness.
O ní láti máa gbọ́
fún ìgbà wake up in the morning.
And
tell yourself.
Sọ fún
ààrẹ. How is it? It is not possible for me to commit sin.
Gbogbo ṣe
fún
mi láti
dá. Why? The seed of God is in me.
Nítorí pé èso tí Ọlọ́run wà nínú mi.
Now take a look at this.
Ẹ wo eléyìí.
Second Peter.
Nínú ìwé
pẹ́pẹ́rù oríṣiríṣi. Please just help me put it here please. Hello. Second Peter chapter 1. Verse
2. Pẹ́pẹ́rù kejì orí.
I want to just say something now. Second Peter. Chapter 1 verse 3 and 4. Is that there? Please if you are there you can help us to read if you are there. Yeah. It said. Now take a look at it. Power. Had given unto us, according as his divine power, rather, has given unto us all things that pertaining unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that call us unto glory and virtue. Verse 4. And take a look at it. According as his divine, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partaker of divine nature. Hello, sir. Mommy, you are a partaker of that divine nature of God. Now, look at this. At the crusade ground yesterday, a question was asked during the Let's Go and Fishing program.
Let's Go and Fishing.
And I said something.
As
Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 13, but no man can have you. No man can have you. If you are the follower or imitator of those that do good. And somebody said, hey, Jesus did good.
And
they harm Jesus.
And
I told them, I said, nobody can harm Jesus. When they came to arrest Jesus, they fell back. Jesus came alive again.
Until
he released himself.
Nobody can
There was a place in which they pick a stone. They want to stone him. He walked by.
Nothing
they could do. They want to push him from the pinnacle. He walked by. Nobody. Because his time has not come. But this time around, Psalm 125 verse 3. The Bible says, who is he? The Bible says, the rod of the wicked cannot rest upon the lot of the righteous. Except the righteous dip his hand in iniquity. Why are we receiving miracle today and tomorrow we lost the miracle? It's because there is no righteousness in us. Get it right, ma. I don't know why I'm preaching this today. Breakthrough is nice. Breakthrough is nice. But there's one thing, there's one thing I want you to know. For you to have your breakthrough,
you
have to be permanent with you.
Same
terminated in your life. Do you get it right now? So until Adam dip his hand into sin. Until Adam. The glory was not taken away. But the moment he dipped his hand into sin, the glory was taken away. And he said, now, naked. What was the topic of the open level of this morning? Christ
behind you.
How many of us remember when Daddy Joe said that for every part of the body have a covering? What? But the back, there is no covering for the back. I mean, it's not written in the
scriptures.
Breathless of righteousness. Right along with what? With truth. I think I'm right, Abby. But what about the back? But this time around now, Adam was naked both at the front and the back. Today, anywhere the devil has arrested your destiny, the destiny of your children, they will release you today in the name of Jesus. So Christ made himself available that you might be important. Hello, sir. Number 2. By the virtue of his death and resurrection, we are recreated in Christ Jesus. We are recreated in Christ Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, the Bible says you are his masterpiece. A workmanship. Masterpiece. A workmanship. Created unto good work. Do you get what I'm saying, sir? Hello, sir.
Once again.
Ní ìgbà kan rí.
You are once in darkness.
Ẹ wà nínú òkùnkùn.
But Christ recreated you.
Ṣùgbọ́n Jésù ó
gbé. And he moved you to life.
Ó jẹ́ òdìdó mú ọwá sí ní
ìyè. Every church chapter 5 verse 8.
Efesu orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ kẹjọ.
Now take a look at it.
Ẹ wo.
In the beginning.
Ní àtẹ̀tẹ̀
kẹ́ṣẹ́. When God wants to create the heaven and the earth.
Nígbà tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ dá ọ̀run òun ayé.
Bíbélì
wí pé kùrukùru bọ ayé.
When Christ was about to die.
Nígbà tí Jésù fẹ́ kú.
The same thing happened.
Nǹkan náà ló ṣẹlẹ̀.
Darkness covered the surface of the
earth. Òkùnkùn pẹpẹ
fún
ilẹ̀.
Why? Because God wants to recreate the human being.
Nítorí pé
àwọn
ọ̀run ọ̀dá.
We are now
carrying the light. Nígbà àwòrán Jésù.
Hello, sir. Before we are not important.
Ní ìgbà kan a kò ṣe pàtàkì.
I love Isaiah, sir. I love Isaiah.
Wọ́n láwọn fẹ́ràn Isaiah.
Do you know the reason?
Ẹ mọ ìdí rẹ̀.
He's the only prophet.
Òun ni prophet.
That talk about the birth.
Òun ló sọ, òun ni wòlíì tó sọ nípa bíbí.
The life.
Àti ìyè.
The death.
Àti ikú.
And the resurrection of
the dead. Àti àjíǹde.
And he said.
Ó sọ.
Say though you have been forsaken.
Ó ní bí ó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé a ti kọ̀ ọ́ sílẹ̀.
But no man went through you.
Kò sí ẹni tó ṣe
ẹ̀sán. He will make you an eternal excellency.
Òun yóò wá sọ.
In all your many generations. Don't they look down on you. As if you are nothing. They look down on you. And they have forgotten you. They have neglected you. They say nothing good can come out of you again. You are byproduct. You are nothing. But in Christ Jesus, you have been recreated. You have been formed. You are now called a new nation. You are alive. You are a living soul now. It doesn't matter what they used to call you. You are now a prince. A king.
Abba.
A king.
Abba.
Hello, ma. Address yourself very well. Sit down properly. And just
pass yourself.
Why?
Joko.
Because you are a king.
Nítorí pé ẹ ti di ọba.
Revelation chapter 5 verse 10.
Ìwé ìfihàn.
He said, he has made us unto God.
Ó ní òun ti dá wa nínú Jésù.
A king and a priest.
Pé ọba.
And we shall reign on earth.
A ó sì máa jọba lórí ayé.
How many kings are here?
Ọba mélòó ló wà
bí? How many kings are here?
Ọba mélòó ló wà
bí? How many kings are here?
Ọba mélòó ló wà bí?
You are not a king.
Ẹ ò kí ṣe ọba.
Until you have a queen.
Àfi ìgbà tí ọba
ní in the house this morning. Do I have a queen in the house this morning? Do I have a king in the house this morning? You are not ordinary. You are not ordinary. You are important. You are a force to be reckoned with.
Hello,
don't allow anybody to relegate you to
that.
You are important, sir. When they say it is not time for you to shine.
Kò ṣe àkókò fún ọ láti sọ̀rọ̀.
It is not time for you to shine.
Kì í ṣe àkókò fún ọ láti tàn.
You go to bed.
Wà á sọ fún ọ.
It is time for me to shine.
Àkókò rèé fún
mi láti sọ̀rọ̀. You shine your shine. I shine my shine.
Wà á ṣáájú wá
ṣe fún ọ. The sky is so wide.
Yóò wá ṣe
tó náà. That I cannot stop you.
Nítorí pé òun
yóò fẹ́. You can't stop me.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ lè
dábí
sọ̀rọ̀.
Yàjú
rẹ̀.
Daddy, do you get it right, sir? Hello, sir. Jesus said,
Jesus, we pray.
In the world,
ninu aye,
you can lord over one another.
Ele ma joba lori enikan.
In this where we are,
nibi ti a wa yi,
everybody is made a king.
Gbogbo eniyan ni oba.
No matter how small you are.
Ko ni fi se bo se kere to.
Short you are.
Kò ní fi ṣe bí ọṣẹ
tí rí. How thin you are.
Kò ní fi ṣe bí ọṣẹ
tí rí.
Kò ní fi ṣe bí ọṣẹ
tí rí. You are a king.
Nítorí pé ọba ni ọ́.
I told somebody one day.
Mo sọ fún ẹnì kan lọ́jọ́ kan.
I said for the fact that my teeth is no longer there.
Wọ́n sọ pé nítorí pé eyín wọn ò sí ẹ̀ síbẹ̀.
And that does not mean that is just for you to know that the teeth of God is no longer there too.
Wọ́n sọ pé eyín ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run ó wà níbẹ̀.
One of them has been removed.
Ìkánú ẹ̀ ti yọ.
Why?
Kílódé.
Because I was created in the image of God.
Nítorí pé wọ́n dá wọn ní àwòrán Ọlọ́run.
If you are short.
Tí ọba kúrú.
God is short.
Ọlọ́run kúrú.
If you are tall.
Tí ọba ga.
God is tall.
Ọlọ́run ga.
If you are fat.
Tí ọba sọ̀rọ̀.
God is fat.
Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀.
Whatever you are. You are God.
Ọba
ni ọ́. That is what you are.
Ọba ṣe
ni ọ́. You are God.
Ọba ni ọ́.
Brother Paul said it.
Bọ́ọ̀lù wí pé.
So whether you are Paul.
Bóyá ti
Bọ́ọ̀lù. Whether you are Peter.
Àbí ti Peter.
You are life.
Ó wà láàyè.
You are death.
Ó ti kú.
You are this.
Ó ti kú.
You are that.
Orí
báyìí. You are Christ.
Nítorí kí
Christ. And Christ is God.
Christ
is here all his life this morning. Is there God in the house this morning? Is there God in the house this morning? Rise on your feet and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hello, sir. You are God.
Alone, yeah.
Things are not meant to be difficult for you.
Well, yeah, I think show
if they
well.
Can stop God, they can stop you. If they can arrest God, they can arrest you. If they can limit God, they can limit you. You are unstoppable. And Brother John said, my time, 3 minutes ago, and Brother John said, he said, a man that is born again,
is
a spirit.
Nínú ẹ̀mí.
It's like a spirit.
Ó dàbí ẹ̀mí.
You don't know where it's going.
Àmọ́ ibi tó ń lọ.
You don't know where it's coming from.
Àmọ́ ibi tó ń padà sí.
That is a man that is born again.
Ẹni tó ti
dàbí. Nobody can capture you.
Kò sẹ́ni tó lè mú.
Nobody can destroy you.
Kò sẹ́ni tó lè
jí. Nobody can harm you.
Kò sẹ́ni tó lè
jí. Why? Revelation chapter 1 verse 18 says.
Ìwé ìfihàn.
The key of death.
Wọ́n ní àti ti kọ́kọ́rọ́ ikú.
The key of death.
Kọ́kọ́rọ́ ikú.
And hell.
Àti ti
ẹ̀. Is in the hand of Jesus Christ. And what made Jesus to be Jesus? Is in you.
He's
in you. He's in you. You have the key of death. You can lock. You can shield. You can take the devil.
It's
not time for me to die. Do you know the reason, sir? Hello? Do you know the reason, sir? This is the reason. Jesus captured death.
Jesus timu iku.
He dethroned death.
O ti sọ lọ́rọ̀ lóye.
Brother Solomon said in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 17.
Solomon sọ nínú ìwé rẹ̀.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 17. Ìwé oníwàásù. He said.
Ó sọ.
If you are not wicked.
Tí o kò bá burú.
And you are not foolish.
Tí o kò sí ṣe aṣọ.
Why must you die before your time?
Kí ló dé tí wàá kú kó tó
di
àkókò rẹ?
It is only the wicked that will die before their time.
Àwọn ènìyàn búburú ni yóò kú.
And the foolish that enter into captivity.
Àti àwọn aṣiwèrè ni yóò wọ
ìgò. The Bible says, why do people pray because they lack knowledge?
Bíbélì wí pé àwọn ènìyàn
ní ṣe
ní pé wọn kò lọ́gbọ́.
The scripture says,
Bíbélì wí
pé my infant.
Wí àwọn ọmọ wa.
Will die.
Wọ́n kú.
At the age of 100.
Ní ọgọ́rùn-ún ọdún.
Daddy, are you permitted to die young?
Lai.
Huh? Sir, you.
Wọ́n ní kò ṣeé ṣe.
You heard Adeboye several times saying, "It's a mistake. I will not die now."
Àwọn tó ti dàgbà wọn láwọn ò lè kú.
He said, "I will not die now."
Wọ́n láwọn ò tí ì
lè kú. You are not permitted to die.
A kò fún ọ láàyè láti kú.
He said, "With long life."
Ní pé ẹ̀mí gígùn.
I will satisfy you.
Ní òun yóò.
He said, "I will show you my salvation."
Olóòwò ọkọ ní ìbàdàn.
Psalm
118
verse 18 says, he said, "You will not die, but you will live to declare the glory of
God."
I'm alive.
I'm alive.
Hey.
I'm alive.
Glory. Hello, sir. You can't die young.
O kò lè kú léwu ní rèwerèwe.
You can't die young.
O lè kú ní èwe.
Your leg is not permitted to be amputated.
Ẹsẹ̀ rẹ pàápàá kò lè gé kúrò.
Why?
Kí ló dé?
Because he died young.
Nítorí pé ó kú.
You might live long.
Ní èwe kí ìwọ kí o lè yí.
Nobody can destroy your life.
Kò sí ẹni tó lè ba ayé rẹ jẹ́.
Give them your life to be destroyed.
Kò ní gbà kí ayé rẹ kí ó bàjẹ́.
And look at your neighbor in the eye, see neighbor.
Wo ẹnìkan lójú kí o pé.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
Look at your neighbor, say, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
You have 100 years more to spend on it.
O ní ọgọ́rùn-ún ọdún láti lò sí.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hello, sir. Daddy, I say you have more 100 years to spend, sir.
Ọgọ́rùn-ún ọdún. Ọgọ́rùn-ún ọdún.
Do you understand?
Yes.
O ti pọ̀jù àbí? Ṣé o pọ̀jù?
Kò pọ̀jù.
Not in sickness.
Kì í ṣe nínú àìsàn.
Hello, sir. The Bible says at the age of 120.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
Moses climbed the mountain.
Oni
his eyes was not
dim.
Neither his strength
abated. Ẹsẹ̀ rẹ̀ ojú rẹ̀ pọ̀.
He climbed the mountain alive.
Ogun oke.
And the Bible says, Abraham died full of hope.
Wọ́n ní
Abraham
pàápàá ìgbà tó máa kú.
And we are the seed of Abraham. You are not permitted to die young.
A kò fún aláìyè láti kú ikú ní rèwerèwe.
Hello, sir. Whatever cannot affect Jesus cannot affect you.
Ohun tí kò lè kan Jésù ò lè kan.
If sickness cannot be found in Jesus, it cannot be found in
your body. Bí a kò bá rí àìsàn nínú Jésù,
a
kò lè rí nínú rẹ.
If anybody, it cannot be found in the body of Jesus. But on one condition.
Ṣùgbọ́n ohun kan wà.
If you are fulfilling the purpose.
Tí a bá ń ṣe ohun tí.
Of God for your life.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ ká ṣe nínú ayé.
Sometimes ago.
Ní ìgbà kan rí.
I gave my life to Christ.
Wọ́n fi ayé wọn fún Jésù.
No, I said it sometimes ago here. The first time I was here, I said I whenever I'm passing
along the express road. I normally saw this road. I said, I love this church.
One
of the days, I'm going to minister in this church. And my life to the ministry man.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And do you know that I was once a conductor in Lagos? I'm still a conductor, but my conductor now is in the car with Jesus.
Conductor ni Eko.
You know, thank God for Fashola. Fashola conductor now, they don't stand, they sit down.
To me, sitting down with,
so Jesus is driving, I'm calling passenger into the boat of Jesus. So we're both going.
Conductor.
So I remember my one day after, when I was on campus,
I told
God, I'm going to work for you. I'm going to do
full-time
pastor. Actually, when I got to Lagos, I said, let me just look for a job. So let me work. I will have something for my wife. Then things begin to go. I traveled to Ondo for ministration. I did the first one. I did the second one. The second day, I was invited for an interview.
I
went to Lagos. I got the job. And I was working. And when the God asked me, what are you doing here?
Didn't
have a plan for me.
Said,
God, I'm sorry. I rushed out into the ministry. The second week after I resigned from my office, I was invited to Port Harcourt. From Port Harcourt to
Warri.
Back to Lagos again. And that was the beginning. And money was coming in. And I had some of my friends saying that you can be working, doing this pastor work, and I sit and doing business.
I travel
into business. I invested money into it. But sir, to the glory of God, one day God would just, he woke me, tapped me, said, no, it was a dream. I kill.
We're
about to fetch water. Three people for me to fetch my water.
I stepped
out of the queue into the crowd. And Adeboye came behind me. And he said, why did you leave the queue? It is about for you to break through.
Why?
But what I'm gaining took my eyes away from God. At the end of the day, I wasted everything. My car grounded. Nothing worked again. Even to pay school fees was another
thing.
And God said to me, did I call you into this or I called you into this? I said, God, please, I'm so sorry. Forgive me.
Dariji,
I move into the ministry again. Beginning of this year, I started up again. The very first day I made up my mind, I'm going to the ministry again. That was when another door of ministry was opened unto me, in which I was invited to Lekki to go and minister in Lekki. People have forgotten about me. Nobody invited me again because I've left my primary assignment.
Are
you here this morning? You have left God. And God is saying to you, you can say, come unto me. That
picture
you are looking for, I'm giving it to you, but all I need from you is your attention first. Give me your attention, and I will give you what you want. I ran down with it. I was on my bed. And I was about to, I think it was daddy that bailed me out of reason. I don't want to go to that. I was on my bed, I was crying to God, please, I've asked for mercy, do this for me. And God said, how many souls have you won for me today? I said, sir, but I do this, let me just, I'll go and do the winning soul now. And God said, go and win the soul. Then I will do it. But do you know, I step out, I call my wife. I told my wife, and this is what God just said now. And my wife said, God said the same thing to her. The same time that God has spoken to me. Is anybody here this morning? It is good to serve Christ. It is good to be working and serving Christ together. And it is good for God to call you into full-time ministry like me.
Without doing anything.
Are you here this morning? You have left Jesus. But Jesus is saying unto you,
come.
because of this reason,
nítorí ìdí èyí,
I die. That you might live.
Kí ìwọ kí o lè yè.
Peter was told.
Yes, Peteru.
That today.
Pé lónìí.
They want to crucify you.
Wọ́n fẹ́ kàn
mọ́ bí. Better you run away.
O ní láti sá.
He was running.
Ó ń sá.
He was running.
Ó ń sá.
And he met Jesus.
Ó sì bá Jésù bàjẹ́.
And Jesus was coming into the.
Jésù sì ń
wọ́n. And said, my master.
Ọ̀gá mi.
Where are you going again?
Kí ni ń bolẹ̀ ń lọ?
He said, I want to be crucified again.
Wọ́n ní a fẹ́ kàn ún àwọn àgbélébù. Kí ló dé?
He said, because you are running.
Nítorí pé òun sá.
You don't want to share.
O ò fẹ́ bá mi pín nínú ìyá mi.
In my dead.
Nínú ikú mi.
And Paul said.
Ó sì sọ fún.
We have been crucified with him.
Wípé a ti kàn wá papọ̀ pẹ̀lú.
And Peter said, Lord Jesus, go back. I want to be crucified. He came.
Oni kan pada.
They turned his head. They wanted to crucify him the way they crucified Jesus.
Wọ́n fẹ́ kàn án sí aṣọ kan Jésù.
No, turn my head upside down.
Wọ́n dorí rẹ̀ kodò.
They raised the leg up.
Wọ́n sì gbé ẹsẹ̀ rẹ̀ sókè.
They put it down.
Wọ́n sì da orí rẹ̀ kodò.
He died.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni a ṣe pa.
Is anybody here today?
Ṣé a rí ẹnikẹ́ni níbí?
You want breakthrough?
Ẹ ń fẹ́ àlùyọ.
Is anybody that won't break through? Raise your hand.
A rí ẹni tó fẹ́ àlùyọ.
But is anybody here today you are not giving your life to Jesus Christ?
Bí o wà níbi o kò tí fi ayé rẹ fún Jésù.
At one time or the other you are giving your life to Jesus Christ?
Àbí ní ìgbà kan ti fi ayé rẹ fún Jésù.
But you took your life again.
O sì tún gba ayé rẹ padà.
It's a matter of choice.
Àpò oní láti yàn.
Let me pray with you.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí wọ́n gbàdúrà pẹ̀lú.
It doesn't matter whether you are a pastor.
Kò ní fi ṣe bóyá olùṣọ́ àgùntàn ni ọ́.
All eyes closed. Please raise up your hand. I want to pray with you. Wherever you are, God bless your sister as you raise your hand. Is there another person that want to join my sister? Please, wherever you are, raise up your hand. I want to pray with you. Jesus wants to save you. Jesus wants to do something great in your life. Wherever you are, please raise up your hand. Let me pray with you. And your life will never remain the same again. Please raise up your hand wherever you are if you want to raise it up. Please, God bless you, man. God bless you, man. Is there another person that want to join my sister? Please raise up your hand. I want to pray. Please raise it up. Raise it up.
And now what's okay?
Open your eyes, everybody. Look at me. Put down your hand, ma. Open your eyes, look at me. Then, when we used to drink, when we are going to beer parlor, do you close your eyes going to beer parlor? Your friends will be there.
Àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ yóò wà níbẹ̀.
Want to with your friend.
O fẹ́ dara.
Má
bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí jọ ṣeré papọ̀.
But we are talking associate yourself with Jesus Christ.
Wàá ní kí ẹ wá darapọ̀ pẹ̀lú Jésù.
Tí máa ní kí n gbé Jésù yìí náà.
Àwọn mìíràn ní káwọn bá ní káwọn gba Jésù.
Please all eyes closed. Raise
your hand. Ẹ jẹ́ kí gbogbo ènìyàn kó di ojú.
You want to give your life to Jesus.
O fẹ́ fi ayé rẹ fún Jésù.
And your life will never remain the same again. Ayé rẹ ò sì ní wà bá mi náà. Raise up very well. God bless you, sir. Raise up very well. You want to give your life to Jesus? Raise it up. I will pray for you and your life will never remain the same again. Thank you, ma. Thank you for all my sisters that are raising up their hands. God bless you, ma. God bless you, ma. God bless you. Please give them paper, please. Give them something. Give them something. Give them something. Give them something. Please can you just join me to sing the songs? He's alive again. Stone be rolled away. He's alive. He's no longer where we lay. He's alive again. I can hear the angels say, let the whole world rejoice. He's alive. That's the temple for the give it to her, please. I wanted to, if you are giving something, please say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for this privilege you have given to me to associate myself with you. I thank you for this opportunity that you have given unto me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I believe in my heart that you died, that on the third day you are alive again. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Rest your feet, everybody. Just to pray upon the hand over the microphone. Rest your feet, everybody. Rest your feet. 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 Everybody, rest your feet. Let somebody shout hallelujah! Hello, sir. You know the way conductor used to do it. Ah, panika. Ah, organica. Ah, shit.
conductor she man show.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I remember the experience. When were you to sleep in the bus? But thank God now, God has given all the house on over our head. Praise the Lord. We live inside the bus. Then I will
tell you. Bus la onbe.
Where my school? I'll pay for my school. Because again, lift up your two hands. Father.
Baba.
Everything that is working against my breakthrough in life. I want you to talk. So, Father,
Baba,
in the mighty name of Jesus, everything that is working against my breakthrough in life, let your fire swallow that. In the name of Jesus, let your fire swallow
them. In the name of Jesus.
Let your fire swallow them.
You know, let God bear me.
Let your fire swallow them.
You know, let God bear me.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Finally, look for someone that can pray very
well.
Look for someone that can pray very
well. Say,
because Jesus. Because Jesus could not be stopped. Do two, please fill the person two hands.
Meji.
Hold it to answer. You pray
only
very well.
Only one message, mu.
Hold it to answer. Please
the one message, mu. You pray that prayer.
Pray ile aye wa, gbogbo ile aye wa.
As if that's the end.
I want to pray. Say, Father.
Baba.
Because Jesus was unstoppable. I stand on that authority. And I declare concerning my brother, concerning my sister, you are unstoppable. In the name of Jesus.
Shout
out to God. I stand on that authority. In the name of Jesus. You are unstoppable. I stand on that authority. You are unstoppable. Your marriage is unstoppable. Your ministry is unstoppable. Your life is unstoppable. Your business is unstoppable. Your job is unstoppable. In the name of Jesus. No. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Finally, lift up your two hands to God. Say, Father, in the mighty name of
Jesus,
because it is written in your word,
that
with long life, you will satisfy me, and you will give unto me your salvation. In the name of Jesus, I declare every spirit of premature death, waging war against my life, against my children, be terminated. In the name of Jesus. Be terminated. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we want to thank you. Glory be to your name, Father. I decree from today you will break through. I pray you will break through. And I declare you are unstoppable. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Once again, I want to say thank you for giving me this platform to do what I love to do. Once again, greeting from my wife. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And for my lovely kids that God has given to me. God bless you. I love you.